Castle had an antenna here, we could just, we wouldn't need this hook up, you know?
Just taking that bill.
Some of us need to get out of the house.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
You have to turn it off from recording.
Test, 1, 2, 3. It's being audio taped and videotaped. Meeting of the License Commission, Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. At 3:08 p.m., we're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave Basement Conference Room. Before you are the Commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti Ferrer, Commissioner Branville Bard, and Acting Fire Chief Gerard Mahoney. First matter, the application, President and Fellows of Harvard College, doing business as the Cub, holder of a wine and malt education license and entertainment license at 1585 Mass Ave, has applied to amend said entertainment license to include an additional 3 TVs and trivia.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Kim Smith, K-I-M-S-M-I-T-H.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. I have a question. Your application also mentions taking the music from above conversational level to below. Is that also a change you're
yes.
seeking? Okay. And then the trivia is new and it's with amplification?
Of yes. a microphone, yes.
And then operating a total of 5 TVs or
correct.
An additional 5 TVs?
A total of 5 TVs.
Okay. That there were no issues in terms of zoning.
We notified the abutter.
Yep. And are you the manager of record of this?
I am.
Okay. And so I'm not sure if you're aware, but we're transitioning to a online permitting system. It's kim_smith@harvard.edu.
Correct.
The email to send
yes.
everything to? Okay.
I don't have any questions. Is the pub open to the public or just to
it's
students
open to
and
the
staff?
Harvard community.
Harvard community.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you too. Oh, Ms. Smith,
yes.
just as an FYI, you should be getting the renewal stuff within the next couple of days, today hopefully, but if not, by the end of the week.
Okay.
If you don't get it by Monday, please contact us.
Perfect.
Thank you
very much.
Application, La Dolce Vita Cafe Incorporated, doing business as Bomb Cafe, has applied for a common victual license at 1093 Cambridge Street. Seating capacity of 24, proposed hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days per week. Priscilla Trancoso is proposed manager of record of a premise described as approximately 900 square feet on the first floor with counter, kitchen, restroom, one entrance, and two exits.
Bomb Cafe, second call.
Appeal, Michael Gervais, holder of Cambridge Hackney driver's license number 29035 due to the non-renewal of his Hackney license.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Good afternoon. Officer Benny Zito, B-E-N-N-Y, Zito, S-Z-E-T-O.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Gervais, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. G-E-R-V-A-I-S.
Thank you. And we are here because Mr. Gervais's open criminal complaints have now been resolved. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Mr. Gervais submitted a request to have us review again his application for renewal. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Mr. Gervais, I do have a question. At the last hearing when we addressed various of the complaints against you, or the two complaints against you, the one made by the fellow cab driver and the one made by an alleged passenger.
The dismissed complaint that you were reviewing, are you speaking of that one?
I am speaking of the incident with Mr. Edward Linehan and the incident...
Oh, you're speaking of both incidences now?
Yes, and
okay.
Ms. Sean Darlin. Do you remember how we discussed that? Sean Darling was your witness.
Sean Darling was the post office, post office worker, Cambridge post office worker, that was a witness that I supplied a letter for, that he witnessed everything, and I guess they didn't find that credible or something here, but the court found it credible, and the and also, I didn't have Sean Darling come in today because he would have lost the day's pay and stuff like that.
That's fine. And again, I apologize. I was trying to correct. It wasn't
right.
Sean Darling. I meant the alleged passenger, the woman who alleged. Since you brought up the cases in court, you said that they found the statements credible or the dismissals based on facts. Was there a trial?
Mr. Linehan wanted to drop all charges, and at the time when we were going to have a trial, came there for trial dates, and Mr. Linehan asked to drop all the charges.
Okay. All right, and Officer Zito, remind me, the complaint with regard to the allegation made by the woman against Mr. Gervais, she never showed up at court, and that case was dismissed, correct?
Yeah, we set up a hearing, and she never showed up. Mr. Gervais showed up, I showed up, but she never showed up, so it was dismissed.
Okay.
Well, and that, and I, if I could add, I was willing to have that hearing. I was willing to go to court or anything, and I provided some information towards that. And I had witnesses, whatever. They dismissed that, and that's no longer a charge, I don't believe, at all. It's not even on my record, that charge. Officer Zito knows that, too, from the place.
And last time, when we heard your application for renewal, we discussed these matters, and you provided your testimony. Is there anything else you would like us to consider?
I don't know. I don't know if you have any other questions. I don't know what to provide, except that I don't have any charges against me, and that I don't really have anything else to offer. I don't have any charges against me. And the answer, the only thing I could add to this is that on the answer that was given back to me, it had mentioned that I had had a suspended license, and I didn't. And I had went and I had provided the commission I had given to Ms. Lint, and a copy from the registry, and they had said that it was just misread and that I had no suspension and I wasn't driving with a suspended license, and I went and I got that, so that was clarified too.
Okay.
So I wasn't driving with a suspended license or anything like that either, so I just wanted to clarify that.
So to Officer Zito, the board had found that Mr. Gervais had a suspended Massachusetts driver's license beginning in June 2016. What does your investigation show?
I don't believe it was suspended. I think it was non-renewable. That's what it was, yeah. I believe I owe some tickets against.
No. My license was never suspended, sir. Never suspended. And there's a document in my record to show it. I just explained that to her. Anyone that has tickets and the tickets aren't paid, it says non-renewable.
No, I understand.
But it never was there. My tickets were paid before I applied for a license with Officer Zito. And it was there. But I never was driving with a suspended license.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. This is the other question. I have a statement of reasons here, but I actually would like to take time to review the transcript from the last hearing.
Okay. So we'll defer until November 15th. So you have time to read the transcript.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Consideration of renewal. Pema Jigme, holder of Cambridge Hackney license number 28760.
Officer Zito submitted this with a recommendation. This gentleman has five moving violations within the last 4 years, but the last one being in 2015. He hasn't been found responsible since 2015, so Mr. Officer Zito recommends he be approved for 1 year probationary period. I'll give you the renewal so that you can.
Officer Zito, what were the nature of the offenses? You don't have it in front of you?
I think it's right there.
Okay.
I think two of those stops were two citations for one stop.
That's okay. Granted with 1 year probationary period. Thank you. I think we're all set, Officer Zito. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to take Sean? Board discussion of policy approved on February 8th, 2017 regarding half payment of alcohol renewal license fees.
So just as a background, this was voted in on February 8th of earlier this year, 2017. It predates a legal opinion we got from the city solicitor's office on June 14th, 2017. So obviously based on the legal opinion, it's not an appropriate policy. So it's moot, but we've never actually set it on the record. I actually want to thank Ms. Courtney, since she's here, for bringing it to our attention that we've never brought it back into the hearing. But I would basically say, obviously, as we always follow the city solicitor's legal advice, this policy would not be, it's not appropriate. And so I would just say I don't know what the right word is. We revoke it, we take care of it, we cancel it. I mean, I don't know. What's the right word?
You can revoke it.
Okay, so we revoke the policy.
Revoked.
And just for the record, it's never been implemented against anyone, so I just wanted to say that for the record as well. Thank you.
MIBD Limited, doing business as Darwin's Limited at 313 Mass Ave, is requesting a one-day change to their existing license on November 2nd to remain open until midnight.
They would actually close, this is for a private event, they're closing their store earlier, so at 8 p.m., so from 8 p.m. to midnight, it would be a private event, granted.
Thank you.
Patricia Weinman, on behalf of Boston Opera Collaborative, has applied for a wine with entertainment license to be exercised at the Longy School of Music, 27 Garden Street, on November 10th, 11th, 12th, and 12th from 7 to 9:30 for a concert reception with recorded or live music with 100 expected.
Granted, with the condition that there must be a limited number of alcoholic drinks associated with the admission charge or the alcohol must be sold.
Andrew Fisher, on behalf of the Breyer Group, has applied for a one-day amendment to his to an existing license at 450 Kendall Street, the patio area, on November 7th and 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. for a cornhole league.
Granted as the 138 section 14. Malt and wine.
Reverend Alexander Vlachkovic has applied for a malt and wine license with entertainment at St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church, 41 Alewife Brook Parkway, on November 4th from 6:30 to midnight for a fundraiser with dancing and music, 120 expected.
Granted.
Edward O'Connor has applied for, he has amended this to a wine and malt with entertainment license at the Cambridge Side Galleria, 100 Cambridge Side Place, on November 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a road race with patrons or performers, dancing, music, amplification system, 7,500 expected.
So I would say granted as a malt and wine only, and also the alcohol, there must be a limited number of drinks associated with the admission charge, otherwise the alcohol must be sold.
Sarah Wilson.
Hold on, the other commissioners
sorry.
Didn't vote.
Sorry. Going down my list. Sarah Wilson has applied for an entertainment license at MIT Walker Memorial, 142 Memorial Drive, on November 3rd from 5 to 8 p.m. for a fundraiser with dancing, entertain performers, and music with 350 expected.
Granted.
Casey Baywick has applied for an entertainment license at MIT Kresge Little Theater, 48 Mass Ave, on November 3rd, 4th, 9th, 10th, and 11th from 8 to 11 p.m., and November 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. for a theatrical performance with music amplification system and a theatrical exhibition, 500 expected. Dahlia Deke, on behalf of Middle East Law Students Association, has applied for a one-day peddler's license from November 9th through the 11th from 5 to 10 p.m. at Austin Hall.
Granted.
Alice Tang and Victor Rogers have applied for a one-day peddler's license on November 4th at Sanders Theater.
Granted.
Pamela Willis, on behalf of Pammy's Restaurant, 928 Mass Ave, has applied for a one-day entertainment license on November 11th from 10 to 1 a.m. for dancing with a DJ for a wedding.
Granted.
Application deferred from October 18th, 2017, Wholesome Fresh Mass Corp, doing business as Hello Fresh, has applied for a common vitler license at 60 Church Street with a seating capacity of 20, proposed hours of 24 hours per day. Chris Cha, proposed manager of record. Premise described as approximately 5,195 square feet on the ground floor with two entrances, 1,500 plus or minus square foot kitchen space.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. For the record, Attorney Sean Hope, Hope Legal Offices, S-E-A-N-H-O-P-E. Thank you for hearing this application. I know we were continued from the 18th. We can go into the details on the CV. I did want to clarify, I think one of the questions at the previous hearing was as to the status of the existing space. I'd like to report to the Commission that a sheriff has been retained and that they will be seizing possession of the premises starting tomorrow. Seizure would mean that all, that the court, the sheriff is an officer of the court, all items and assets within the premises will be seized and in the control of the sheriff. Also including would be the alcohol that is on the premises there. Just to update the commission, my clients, as operating the CV, they know that they need to abide by the law, which would mean they would not be operating or having any alcohol on the premises without having applied and received a license. As I mentioned, this is an operation that's going to be the same continuing operation. I was there. I was previously there as a market. And there's going to be very little change to the premises. I think on the 18th we represented that there's not going to be a building permit required for the changes. It's going to be interior space. The seats are going to remain the same. And we would like to have approval so that we can begin the wind-up process and making financial commitments. So I would ask that the commission approve the CV license as proposed.
Thank you, Mr. Hope. And I do know that we had flagged a question in terms of the lease and the pledge of a future liquor license if granted down the line. And I see that we have an email from Mr. DiGiovanni that the clause is that there is no pledge if the note is satisfied. Is that what everyone understands and your client as well?
Yes.
To the meaning of that?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Do you gentlemen have any questions? Based on your representations today, I would say that at this point, I would grant the application.
Concur.
Granted.
Thank you.
Second call, La Dolce Vita Cafe Incorporated.
Okay. Second call being at 3:30 p.m. I would say that, you know, no action. They're not here. We'll just have someone reach out to them and see if they want to be heard in any of the upcoming hearings. No one's here to speak on Bomb Me Cafe, right? Nope. All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
Nope. Nothing. Thank you.